Principal Ryan Berg visits with us this morning. Catholic Schools Week, Ryan, started already a couple days under your belt as we look forward to what's left of this week.
Yeah, it's a busy couple weeks for us here, Chris. Last week was a great week of homecoming. Lots of activities going on as usual. We hosted the Pocahontas Area Indians for our homecoming games on Friday night, but throughout the week our students had all kinds of activities and things going on. Our theme for the week was to send the Indians packing, and then each class had a theme based on holidays, and so that's what they based their hallway decorations, their lockers and doorways and things that they decorated there, and had lots of class competitions and physical competitions in the gym with dodgeball and volleyball and some mental competitions with a quiz bowl type activity and some things like that. And then we had lots going on with our homecoming game, different festivities. We retired Kyle Dre's jersey for his wonderful years of commitment to the basketball program and helping our youth develop with their basketball skills before his unfortunate passing this past summer. So it was a great week, lots of great things going on, and got a lot of people involved, and it was a great homecoming game where we had lots of alumni back and all, and that for all the events that we had.
Yeah, and I know you and I discussed the Athletics Hall of Fame, so I won't go too much further there, and I'm going to put you on the spot right now. I think your alumni presented a check at halftime of the boys' game. Any idea how much?
Oh, yeah, it was, I don't remember the exact total, but I want to say it was like $56,000,
okay,
somewhere around in there, if I recall correctly. But yeah, very generous donation from our Alumni Association once again as well. They're all extremely supportive of our school, just like our athletic boosters and fine arts boosters and our parents and teachers. Panthers have done so many great things to help support our school as well. So we definitely appreciate all those groups that help us out.
It's the Panther Way and Catholic Schools Week. I brought up off the top, how do we finish the week? I think you mentioned to me beforehand when we were visiting, a pink out night is planned.
Yeah, end of the week here, February 1st, Friday night, we have home basketball games hosting Emmitsburg, I believe, and we have pink out festivities again for us this year, trying to raise money for our BVRMC oncology department there as well. So I know it's been, we've got some funds raised already. We had a coin drive going on the last couple of weeks in school, and actually the students got to, the winning classes got to give a pie in the face of a teacher or somebody that they chose if they were the winning group. And so we actually did that last week at our homecoming pep rally as well. So myself and Father Michael Cronin and Tracy Schultz and Allie Wagner were recipients of those whipped cream pies, because our students in total brought in over $1,000, I believe, in our change in the coin drive there.
Okay.
So we have that going on also. And then also before our pink out on Thursday, we do host a chamber coffee here in our school cafeteria at 9:30 on Thursday morning as well. So hope to see some of our community business people and others who are available maybe to stop in and kind of see what we have going on that day as well.
Excellent. Looking forward to all kinds of activities before the week is done at Storm Lake St. Mary's. And Ryan, really appreciate your time, and thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. St. Mary's Spotlight every other week right here on Mix 101.7.